The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. Here we are at the end of 2014, and we should ask ourselves a few questions. Are we better off as a world than we were at the close of 2013? Do we have less war, less sickness and disease? Are the middle class growing or shrinking? Do we have happier marriages and less divorce? Do we have more people earning more money? Do we have more people with part-time jobs and more husbands and wives working full-time jobs or two or three part-time jobs to make ends meet? Has big debt shrunk this year or in any recent years? Big debt continues to get bigger. Is it easier for you to survive financially? Do you feel more secure physically and financially or morally and spiritually than you did a year ago? Can you trust others more than you could a year ago? Can you trust your government, your local, your state, or national government more than you could 1 year ago? Is this world a safer place to live? Are you and all other people more contented? Do you fear a financial collapse? Do you fear a disease epidemic? Do you fear more war or even World War III? Do you feel terror is less threatening than 1 year ago? Do we have less crime? Do we have more freedom? Or do we have less freedom? Do you fear freedom is being taken away from you? Do you fear that our nation, the United States, may be on the way of becoming a third world nation? Do you feel we are losing our leadership role in the world? Do you feel we are losing our pride and will to fight to win? Do you think there should be a change in our government? Will this midterm election make things better, or will it solve our many ills, or will it solve any of our ills? Do you think Armageddon is on our doorsteps? Do you think the morals of our nation or the world are getting better, or do you think they are getting worse? If they're getting worse, why? Do you know the reason? Do you know why big debt is getting bigger and morals are decaying? Do you fear sending your kids to our public schools more than you did even 1 year ago? My friends, these are things that we should be concerned about, and we should want to know how to begin solving some of those problems that we're just talking about here. I know you are concerned about the state of our nation and about the state of the world. And we should also want to know why and when all our ills began. So let's talk about that for a few minutes. If you are a religious person, or if you have a few years on you, you have heard of the two trees in the Garden of Eden. Now there were many trees in the garden, but the two trees which were in the midst of the garden are the two that we want to talk about today. Notice what your Bible has to say in the book of Genesis chapter 2, beginning in verse 7 through 9. You know, God is the only one that tells us in His Word how to solve our problems. And He's the only one that tells us what has caused our problems. Now, if we're willing to learn and listen and to obey God, we wouldn't have the problems. We would be on our way of solving problems. And that's something that you need to think about. You need to wonder, and you need to ask yourself, does your minister tell you what the Bible says that has caused our problems and how to solve most of our problems, if not all of them, today? Notice in Genesis chapter 2, beginning in verse 7, "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being." Verse 8, "The Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed." Yes, God intended mankind to have a job. He intended for kids to work as they grew and be taught according to the word of God, according to what that tree represented. Notice verse 9 here. "And out of the ground the Lord God made every tree grow that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life was also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That tree of life represented a good life. It represented God's way of life. It represented the way of love and concern for and toward God and fellow man, your neighbor, your spouse, and your kids. It represented obedience to the Word of God. It was the way to a happy life. It represented God's Holy Spirit, which God said He gives to those that obey Him. You can read that in Acts 5, verse 32. We've brought that out many a time on the Way It Ought to Be program in these last 10, 12 years that we've been on the air. Acts 5, verse 32. And we are His witnesses to these things, and so also is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey Him. Yes, God says He gives His Spirit to those that obey Him. He didn't say He gives His Spirit to those that doesn't obey Him, because He doesn't. The tree of life pictured God's nature, which you were born to build by the power of the Holy Spirit, and you reaching out and partaking of that tree of life, the way of God, putting on the mind, attitude, and character of God the Father and Jesus Christ. And you do that, at least your part in that process is to be willing to obey the Word of God. Adam and Eve weren't all that anxious to obey their Maker. So both were fairly easy to deceive and entice to partake of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. If Eve had not allowed herself to be deceived by the serpent, which Satan used to disguise himself, she and Adam would have partaken of the tree of life, and that's what God wanted and had commanded them to do. God knew His way of love, give, and service, His way of concern for others, would produce all the good things of life for everyone. God knew that if you obeyed His word, that would produce the good way of life. Well, Adam gladly went along with the crowd, Satan and his wife Eve. They thought they knew more than God, and Satan's way of stealing, getting things that doesn't belong to you, the way of get, was the best way to live. And that's what we think to this day. And look where we are, my friend, the way of get, the way of stealing from God, and the way of stealing from your neighbor, the way of cheating and conniving, lusting and greed and vanity. Look where we are today. That's right opposite to God's way. That's the tree of the knowledge of good and evil that we have partaken of. Now, it was a tree of knowledge of good and evil. You see, it was a mixture of good and evil. Mankind has a lot of good in him. Mankind has and is still doing good deeds for others. Man rushes to the aid of others and those affected, even in time of war, to aid the losers. Most everyone is warm and friendly and has a good attitude toward others and wants to get along with their neighbor and is willing to lend a helping hand. Mankind has a lot of good in him. There was good in the tree of knowledge of good and evil, which pictured the good and human beings, but the evil in that tree pictured Satan and his ways. But the good in man is not on the God plane or God level and can't be until he partakes of the tree of life. How do you do that? Well, by repenting of sinning, the breaking of God's word, the breaking of God's law and his word, and coming to see that you are a sinner and repent of sinning against your Maker. You know, it is against God and God only that you sin. Now, you may hurt others by sinning against God, but it's God's law and God's word that you are breaking when you sin. Yes, you have to come to the point that you want to receive the Holy Spirit, which God said He gives to those that obey Him, His word. That's how you began eating or partaking of the tree of life. God the Father and Jesus Christ, that's how to begin fulfilling the purpose for which you were born, putting on Jesus Christ, becoming like God in mind and attitude and character. Man was created with a mind that can choose what he wants to do, how he wants to live his life. He can become like God or like Satan. He chose to become like Satan when he partook of the tree of the knowledge of the good and evil. But we can repent, turn around, and partake of the tree of life. Jesus Christ has made that possible for you, my friend, by His death. We can become like God. When Adam and Eve partook of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, they began the process of becoming evil, like the evil one, Satan the devil. It was a float downstream, slowly to begin with, because the current wasn't too swift at that time. But the current picked up momentum as time went on and the population exploded. Yes, as you floated farther and farther downstream. And God had to turn the current into a worldwide flood to stop it. And that happened within less than 1,700 years of the creation of man. Man had floated downstream so swiftly that God had to destroy the world with a worldwide flood, except those that was on the ark, within less than 1,700 years. I want you to notice Romans chapter 13 and verse 8. Paul is speaking here. He said, "Owe no one anything except to love one another. For he who loves another has fulfilled the law." In other words, if you love your neighbor as yourself, as Christ made very plain in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, you are fulfilling the law. You are living by the word of God. God's law is a law of love. And Paul is saying this is a way to live. And if this world would have always lived by the law of God, the law of love, God's law, God's word, we would not have all the ills in the world that we are trying to survive with. As a matter of fact, we would hardly have any ills at all that we would have to survive with. So we should ask ourselves, are we better off at the end of 2014 than 1 year ago? If not, we should want to know why and begin to work to solve those problems. We would love to see our problem dissipate without changing our lifestyle, but it won't happen. There is cause and effect, and until the cause of our personal, national, there is cause and effect, and until the cause of our personal, national, and international problems are addressed, it will continue to get worse for all people. I see my time is running out. We'll pick this up in our next program, but in the meantime, we have a couple of booklets that you should read. Booklet number one, Why Were You Born? You ought to want to know why you were born. You should want to know the purpose of life. Second booklet is to that effect, Born for a Purpose. What is your purpose here on this earth, and why were you born? You should want to know that. And if you don't know that, my friend, you couldn't say that you are too educated. That is one of the most important aspects of education, is to know why you were born and the purpose of life, where you're going, and how to get there. So these booklets will open your mind to help you to understand these questions, why you were born, and born for a purpose. All you need to do to receive those booklets is just call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675, or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com, or order online www.thewayitoughttobe.org. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today, and we invite you to continue to listen to the Way It Ought to Be program on this station and several others that you may be able to pick up in your area. Have a good day, my friends.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day. Located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill. Meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org. Or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day. Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri, 63764.